Off the Ball, GAA.
Ewan is actually, he's saying, guys, come out and tell us the facts. Tell us what's happened. We've so much to go on with in Mayo GAA.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Kevin, fair to say this is one of the more difficult days of your career.
Yeah, we've spoken about other ones before. Yeah, it's tough, tough day. But the one thing that you can be very happy with is the performance tonight. And certainly you wouldn't be happy with the performance of certain individuals that took the game away from us. But, yeah, look, there's no point in pretending it was a tough day, yeah.
Yeah. The news obviously couldn't have come at a worse time either, just a couple of hours before kick-off in one of your biggest games of the season. What was the reaction like in the dressing room as word came through?
It's tough, yeah, of course. Of course, and because everyone obviously knows the case today, and very confident, and every word I said, I don't know if you saw my press conference thing on Friday, every word I said stick by, was very confident, trust everything that was being done, and unfortunately didn't go for us, and it's tough, just don't pretend, yeah. But I have to, look, I have to be absolutely, like, it's amazing, the players going out against playing against the best team in the league by a mile, like they're the best team in the league by a mile, and our lads are going out. And we're going in 1-0 at half time. Like, we're going in 1-0 at half time, which is when we're missing players after playing really, really well, and then gets taken away from us. And there's nothing like, and they can pretend all they want. And I'm not trying to hide behind decisions, but there's 700, I'd say, Shamrock Rovers supporters up in that stand. And I don't think one of them, everyone was looking around, but taken away from us, Nathan.
Yeah, you've said before about maybe not being critical enough of referees at time and not being publicly critical. I think everybody was a bit confused as to what had happened, and you're looking at the replays going, was it a handball? Did it touch his hand? Did you get any explanation as to...
Yeah, well, I was told that it was for a handball against Andy Quinn. Like, he's running like that. It's... I don't want to prejudice anything, because I'm going to talk or whatever, make it official about this, because it's not good enough. And it might be because you're saying an emotional day and all that type of stuff. And I'll probably look like a clown on the touchline at times. But again, I haven't been booked, and people think I'm mad about... I haven't been booked since the sixth game of the season. It's now 20, whatever it is, 21. And, like, sometimes, like, you just have to let people know. Like, I really feel that was... It was just unacceptable, in my opinion. And in the opinion of how many... couple of thousand people were here, I'd imagine, and everyone watching it at home. It's not as if we haven't had a tough enough day with how things conspired. Shamrock Rovers, as I said, are the best team in the country by a mile, and they don't need any help, and they got it tonight.
Like, tomorrow was going to be a big day for you as well in your managerial career and plotting games against European opposition. Is the emotion, is it sadness, is it anger?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything. Yeah, you're right. You dream of it, like, you know, I might never manage in Europe. Like, who knows? There's players in there that won the FA Cup and burst their backsides to do it. There's lads assigned here because we're playing in Europe. So I was disappointed. I thought we were... The one thing that you can say is that they've shown already in this short space of time how good the group is. Because we put it up to the, as I said, I keep saying, the best team by a mile. But we really put it up to them tonight. Should have got something, deserved, more than deserved something out of it.
Because when you qualified for Europe, there was a sense maybe it was the little guy winning the cup. Whereas actually, if anything, this season, the way you've improved game on game, like, this is first against third here tonight. Like, you were in a good position heading into those games.
100%. And it's an ironic thing for this game is the reason why we're playing it tonight. It's because... it's brought forward. And now we'll go in July with one league game after playing 5 games in 14 days. And I understand why it's done. Certainly nobody was foreseeing that this situation was going to arise. But it's a mad one, because obviously, look, as I said, it's a bit all over the place. There's no point pretending. Yeah. I'm so happy with our players and supporters, but because... unbelievable, and again, that's not me trying to... I think I've a good enough relationship with them, I don't need to curry favour with them. But so happy with so much, but so disappointed with others.
Yeah. Have you any sense of what this means for the club in terms of not having the €500,000? Like, was that a factor in going full time? Like, is there a longer term impact away from just the footballing side of it?
The nature of it, I was here. We're coming. I haven't really spoken. I was trying. Again, I said this on Friday before. I had to try and focus on the football as hard as it was. I had to go into the dressing room earlier on to explain this stuff. Try and explain it.
And what was the attitude in the dressing room? Was it we're going out and go fight for the club and prove everyone wrong, or is everyone just a bit down? And what's the point?
Again, it's. Yeah, this is where. Look, maybe it's great. I'm getting all these experiences early enough in my managerial career. I'm finding different ways to motivate people because, like, I'm in the car on the way up. And I'm literally because I found out on the way up, and I don't really. I'm sort of more spontaneous. I don't plan things. Like, I don't plan. I'm going to say this. But when I got in there, I was quite emotional myself and felt that whatever I needed to say to motivate the players worked because you could see it. But that's not for me. That's the players. They're just and my staff. Like, we're all affected by this. Yeah. We really are. And
the town, like, it's bigger. It's bigger news. Bigger than the players. It's
yeah, it is. And the one thing, as I said, you could see from the reaction of the supporters, like, how everyone is together here, like, you know. And as I said, it's a weird one because on a normal night, if it was a normal night, I'd be going mad about what happened out here on the pitch because I think we were completely taken away from us. But it's just, there's so much more going through my head. I don't want to say something stupid either.
Is any part of you mad that this has happened? That the deadline was missed? That
I have to. I'll be speaking to people. But again, I'm just disappointed that we're not playing in Europe.
Yeah, going to be a tough couple of days, I'd say. Thanks for your time, Kevin.
Cheers, Nathan.
Well, Stephen, that felt like a big win, particularly considering the emotion that was going to go into this from Drogheda tonight.
Yeah, it was obviously a difficult day for Drogheda as a football club. Feel for Kevin and his players and his staff, the fans, feel for them because they've had to earn it on the pitch and it's obviously being taken away from them off the pitch. So you have to really feel for them and it's not nice to see. So we knew we were coming here and like you said, the fans, everyone would be emotional and they would use that to their advantage and they did. They started really well. They get the goal early on, and then after 15-20 minutes, we settled down and started to control it.
They're obviously very frustrated with the decision around the free kick. I think everyone was a bit confused. What was your take on the awarding of it?
At that moment of time when it was given, I didn't know what was given for. To be honest, it was just afterwards when Stephen and Glenn had watched it on the bench and they said he'd handballed us. But at that moment of time, I didn't see it, but. I think we give linesmen and referees enough flack in this country. I think you've got to say to the linesman to make that call. He said the handball diverts the ball into the goalkeeper, which took away from Graham. So I think it was a great spot. But at that moment of time, I didn't know what it was for.
250 appearances for Graham Burke, took his free beautifully. In terms of where he is with his football now, through his years with the club, how do you feel he's performing?
He's back to his best, Graham. I think last year was frustrating for him and us, but you can see he's back to his best. You know, I think he's up there in terms of player of the year this year already. You know, I think he's playing at that level. Some of the stuff he's doing is really high level stuff. He's obviously had goals in terms of he's always had goals, but in terms of last year he didn't. This year he's scoring goals, but his all round game is really high level stuff. So he's a special player.
The bench played a huge part again. Jack Byrne, Danny Mandreou in the build up to the goal, and again a reminder of the quality that Danny Mandreou has. That ball for Aaron Green was sensational.
It was a really good goal. I thought when Danny came on at half time, it helped us in terms of it made them go back off the game even further, and we knew we'd get one of the moves right, and that move was really high level, and like you said, the quality around the corner, and it's a great finish from Aaron.
Aaron's performances so far this season, he was, I'm sure, listening to a lot of the comments pre-season about having a 17-year-old and two owl guys and would they be able to provide the goals. He certainly responded in the right way. He's taken that personally, I suspect.
Look, him and Rory have been around the block. They're in football a long, long time. They don't listen to any noise. They know what they're about. They know how good they are. They know how much we value them. The noise is the noise. We can't affect it, so we don't listen to it. And Aaron's a top player. You don't play at the level he's played at forget this club throughout his career if you're not a top one, and Aaron's won the elite, so he's still a lot in him. He's still going strong, and that's a credit to him and how he looks after himself.
You've won titles in various different ways through the years, 9 points clear at the moment with the depth of talent you have in the squad, with the form you're in at the moment. How does this feel right now?
I really like where we are. We're in a good place. And I do genuinely think there's more to come from the group. I think we can get better in so many areas, and that will be our focus over the next few months, to get better in them areas. And the squad's in a good place. Everyone's pushing each other. You need to stay focused, keep working hard. But I like where we are. It's in a good place. But I feel there's so much more to come from this group.
With the draws for the European competitions tomorrow, there had been a bit of speculation that you might get Drogheda's place in the second round. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I've heard that myself, but I'm not too sure how true it is. I'll speak to Noel, I'm sure, tonight or tomorrow, and he will fill us in on that, but I'm not too sure.
You have the advantage of being seeded, and you're going to be seeded the right the way through, but despite last season's success, you're going to have to start in round one. It's a hell of a long way back to that group stage. Have you got your head around what the summer's going to look like in terms of what you'd like it to end up looking like?
Hopefully it's busy. Hopefully we're really busy. That means we're winning games, and we're travelling, and we're playing big games, and that's what we want. So we want to try and emulate or be better than what we did last year in Europe, and that's going to be the aim. Can we do it? Time will tell, but that's the aim. We're a bit frustrated how we went out last year, and we want to try to get back there and give ourselves another chance.
And in terms of what's happened here at Drogheda today, there will be a knock-on consequence in terms of coefficients and all that sort of stuff. Just for the league, though, the disappointment of only having the three teams in instead of the 4-0, it's not your problem what happens at Drogheda, but it feels like a huge disappointment for everybody.
It is. I think you're right. It is a huge disappointment for the league as a whole. Obviously, Drogheda, but for the league as a whole, we've lost the team without kicking the ball. And the disappointing bit for me is that Kevin and his players and his staff have earned it on the pitch. They've earned the right to be in that competition and compete, and it's been taken away from them for an off the field problem. And I understand rules are rules, I get that, but it's not a nice one, you know. And I feel for him and his staff, his players, the fans. Hopefully they can get back there next year and have a go off it.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.